This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have created a dangerous society, a society where people snitch on each other saying, this is a non-essential business, or this person has decided they want to get their hair done. And by going into a salon that says, I'm going to do hair regardless, can a salon not socially distance people? I mean, that's like, in a grocery store, you're going to stand 4 feet away from a checkout person. Oh, but they got the little plexiglass up. Oh, that'll do it. Can a salon do something to protect its patrons? Of course they can. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KevinJacksonShow.com. Just breaking it down for you folks. There are things that are happening to you that don't need to happen, and all you got to do is say, I'm not doing that. It's really that simple. They can't put everybody in jail, nor will they. You're at a time where we're winning. This isn't Barack Obama's presidency where you have to watch your P's and Q's. We still have people whispering they support Donald Trump, or therefore smaller government, or they didn't like Barack Obama, or they have no plans to vote for Joe Biden. Can you imagine being afraid to tell somebody you don't want to vote for a dude who's a sexual predator and he's demented? And you're afraid, I don't want to go against that. Wow, really, huh? Scares you to tell people that you're not going to vote for a guy who's brain dead and who's Joey Fingers, who's molesting women on his staff? Whew. Yeah, you don't want to go feeling that the ostracizing of society over that. Yeah, I just don't want to let people know I don't support the sexual predator who's brain dead. How could you not support him? I mean, it's... You want me to help you ridicule Democrats? Hey, you support the sexual predator who's brain dead. And I don't. And I should be afraid to tell somebody that? Get in my face, Democrats, and watch what I tell you about your sexual predator wannabe president. A guy who said in the black sections of my town, and who's offended every religion, every creed, forget what he's done to women. It's what he said about women. Forget what he's done to blacks. It's what he said about blacks. But he also has happened to done some stupid things. God, how could you possibly? I'm not getting after my audience. When I say these things, I want you to understand, I'm not getting after you. I love you guys. I think you're spectacular. But what does shock me is, we don't go to bat for it's crazy to not even think in terms of how could you possibly support Joe Biden. Now, look, I'm not dogmatic about it. If you're the type of person who loves sexual predators and people who are incompetent and people who suffer from dementia and doing jobs for you, if you said to me, Kevin, my accountant is a sexual predator who's got dementia, I wouldn't be mad. I would be like, not wouldn't exactly be my choice. But I'm not going to be, you're an idiot. Yeah, I would think that, but I would say this to you. It wouldn't be my choice. Not my guy. You told me that's going to be the person to watch my kids? That's going to be the person. I loaned my car to my brother-in-law, who is a sexual predator, and he's got dementia. Said, no Kevin Jackson ever, because it'll never happen. And, by the way, he's got a crackhead son. Okay. Yeah. Wait, we won't be loaning him the car. Anyway, the question I'm going to ask you is, we've got this dangerous society. We've intervened to save ourselves. Not that we really needed to, but the question is, can we save our children and our grandchildren? And I know we're trying. Nothing has worked for the Democrats in the era of Trump. The market is 6,000 points ahead of when he took over from Obama. And Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin said, wait until July. He goes, this economy, Donald Trump's been warning you. I've been warning you. I said, get in the market. I'm up literally 25% in a month and a half. So it's bad timing for the Democrats. If this economy bounces back that fast and roars in the way Mnuchin is saying that it will, they will have blown it again. So my question was, is Trump setting a trap? Great economy and exposure of the Democrats' dirty tricks? Hey, we'll find out. We'll talk more about it. I want to talk about Joe Biden, though. And I want to talk about social distancing. And I've been asking this question about common sense social distancing. It's a practice we've been doing for a long time. I'm not a close talker, for example. I keep my distance. Most of us are not. That's why when Seinfeld did that thing on close talkers, people were like, there are people like that. Common sense social distancing. Look, I'm no Joe Biden. I'm not going to run up on you, and come up behind you and ask you, do you feel something, while sniffing your shoulders, holding your shoulders and sniffing your hair. I'm not going to do that. The Chinese Wuhan put a dent in old Joe's assault racket, by the way. I'll tell you that. The whole reason I'm even going to talk about this is going to be talking about Joe this hour. But I want you to hear Jill Biden speak on behalf of Joe.
And together, we're just getting started. This moment reminds us that the presidency is about true leadership, having the forethought to prepare for the worst, the backbone to lead through chaos, the character to move beyond politics and serve every American, no matter where they live or what they believe. Only one candidate in this election has all three. My husband, our next president of the United States, Joe Biden.
Now, while Jill Biden was doing that little commercial viewed by hundreds, Joe was just there. If you get a chance and you can find this clip, you've got to watch it. It's pretty sad. Joe's just sitting there like with this blank look like, yeah, what she says. And what's interesting is that as he's saying this, you're thinking to yourself, well, who's the candidate here? I don't have any love lost for Joe Biden, but I don't dislike the guy. I think he's a moron. But as I watch these types of Hail Marys that are being done, there's a part of me that feels sorry for Biden. I feel sorry for the Democrats, that this is who they're down to. This is what their ideology depends on, but they deserve it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What to do if you're a Democrat and your candidate for the presidency has the following issues. He's a proven liar. Lied about his grades. Lied about speeches that he's written. He's plagiarized other people's speeches. He's demonstrated nothing but ineptitude. Can't do anything right. The only thing Biden does right is he just lingers. He's like a virus. And he morphs and he stayed alive. He's got a racist past. He hangs out with segregationists. He calls them his friends. He suffers from dementia or some sort of brain disorder where he makes Tourette-like utterances all the time. I call them gaffe orgies now. And worse, he's a serial sexual abuser, not just in private, in public. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I've just described Joe Biden, a guy that I affectionately call Captain Demento, or Joey Fingers. That's his resume. Biden will tell you, I sponsored legislation, I did this, we were at the forefront of this or that. It's lies. Joe Biden knows how to puff up a resume better than anybody. There's an old saying, you never get any better than your resume. You certainly don't get any better than Joe Biden's resume. It's funny. I'll put together a bio. Somebody will say, Kevin, we're going to put you on the advisory board. You know, we've agreed that they want me to be on their advisory board or their board. Can you send us the resume? And you know what my team does? We intentionally make sure that everything is fact-based. You can't, you know, we're not going to go, you know, I could come up with a bunch of other crap, but the point is, I'm not going to try to make myself bigger than life. If you've asked me to be on the board, you like what I do. So, yeah, Kevin, here's what he's done. Kevin was a management consultant. Some of his clients were the largest companies in the world. Most of them were. In fact, they were the largest companies in America. Some of them the largest companies in the world. True. Yeah. And whatever else. He's a fellow at the Robert J. Dole. Here are the facts. A best-selling, Amazon best-selling author. Is that big of a deal? Not really. You could sell 1,000 books and become an Amazon best-selling author. We sold many more than that, but it doesn't take that much. You know, because in the scheme of things, you either want what somebody brings to your advisory board or you don't. They've demonstrated the intellect in dealing with you. Now, there are people that go, we're going to put Joe Biden's son on the board because he can get us access to his dad. And his dad has access to the booty, the America's treasury. So we'll get him on there because he can make moves. I'm not that guy. I can make some moves, but not like that. You know, I can get you connected with such and such or whatever. That's what people put you on the board for. But your resume shouldn't be better than you. In fact, your resume should pale in comparison to the things that you really are. If you ask me, Kevin, what have you done? And I go, you know what I'm most proud of? That my family, we helped get a lot of kids adopted. We raised a lot of money to get kids adopted. That's what I'm most proud of. I don't put that on a resume. So, anyway, the Democrats have a guy who, as I said, a liar, he's inept, racist friends, has dementia, serial sexual abuser, and that's who they want running for president. Captain Creepy, Captain Demento, Joey Fingers, Joe Biden. Kellyanne Conway said this in an interview. Two things going on here, neither of which is good for the Democratic Party. The whole Me Too movement. The people who absolutely believed this person or that person with thin or no evidence because of their political leaning and because of who they are, they were trying to stop from the Supreme Court or the presidency. They are not on solid ground here. They are being completely disingenuous and hypocritical by not giving this woman her due. She's speaking of Tara Reid. The second part is you have a lot of Democrats trying to push Joe Biden out of the race. They didn't want him to be the nominee, and now they're stuck with him. They're using this as a backdoor excuse to call into question, can we afford this kind of possible scandal leading into the election? I'm going to stop there for just a second and go, hello, have I not said this? She says Biden in hiding the last few weeks has helped him. When he comes back out, he's going to have to debate Donald Trump and answer questions about Tara Reid and other people. And let me tell you something, folks. She's done, by the way. Her quote is done. There might be more. Don't be shocked if the Democrat. And I'm going to tell you, this may be your thing to look at, is if more women start coming forward. Remember when it happened with, and keep in mind, everybody accusing Biden of being a sniffer and a creepy guy are Democrats. It isn't, you know, Republican operatives coming out going, oh yeah, I was in a place, I was at a bar, I met up with Joe Biden. It is Democrats, and it is Democrats that are respected, Latina Democrats. In videos circulating all about this guy, and Biden's already done his mea culpa, saying, you know, I'm in an anachronism. In the old days, you know, this is the way we greeted people, and I got to watch myself in doing this, that, and the other. Okay, fine. But now we start getting allegations of, if you think, here's what you have to believe if you want to believe Biden. You have to believe that a guy with his resume is squeaky clean. That Biden has never had any interest in other women. It's not in his DNA, etc. I'm going to tell you. I watched the way I watched the way Biden is with these young girls, with women whose husbands are getting their appointments or whatever. And I say to myself, that's a dude. We all know that guy. The guy that'll hit on your girl when you go to the bathroom or go get the drinks, and he'll do it on the sly because he wants to. That's Joe Biden. People recognize that. They see that in him. Anyway, I said this. This attack on Biden is very interesting to me because, and I talked about it in previous broadcasts. I said, what is the deal? You wanted Biden at first, of course. He blew it. But then he made a surge coming back because all the other candidates blew it. And the Democrats were left with him. I mean, he was the lesser of all the other, just quite frankly, dog turds that they had running for president. They didn't want any of them, but it circled back and they were forced to get Joe Biden. And South Carolina did it. I don't know. Somebody talked to Clyburn. He says, bring Biden to South Carolina. If we can just get over the hump. Remember, Biden got his butt kicked in New Hampshire and Iowa. And then he hot-footed it before they even finished the tally. He hot-footed it to South Carolina. They had been pouring all of his money into that because that's what he had to have if he was going to make it through. So Biden decides, this is where, you know, this is going to be my Waterloo. Well, not Waterloo, because Napoleon lost there. Anyway, when we come back, I'll finish up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was asked at the White House while meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy about Michael Flynn and his case and the latest details to come out regarding the FBI.
He's in the process of being exonerated. If you look at those notes from yesterday, that was total exoneration. These were dirty, filthy cops at the top of the FBI, and you know the names better than I do. and they were dishonest people.
Those new revelations show a note from an undisclosed FBI agent saying, what is our goal, truth/admission, or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired? The Fed Reserve is expanding its Main Street lending program to allow businesses with up to 15,000 workers to apply. The previous limit had been 10,000, and these are loans for businesses affected by social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senators are set to return to Washington, D.C. next Monday as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending his decision to reopen the Senate next week.
We can modify our routines in ways that are smart and safe, but we can honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct our business in person.
McConnell speaking on Fox News there, House leaders scrapped their plans to return to a full-time session next week after consulting with the Capitol physician who advised against it.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says a scale of testing, tracing, and contracting is a hurdle that must be cleared before the state can reopen.
That's why this is so hard, tracing. In and of itself, one person, it's easy. 4,681 on one day. Today, we'll have another 4,681 people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I'm talking about all the flaws of Joe Biden, something that the Democrats know, something that we certainly know. And, you know, I know we had polling, that we were given this polling by the Democrats. They so wanted to scare us, the head-to-head matchup of Joe Biden against Donald Trump. Why was Trump even running for re-election? Because Joe Biden could beat him in every state head-to-head. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Then suddenly he couldn't. The guy that could beat Donald Trump head-to-head in every single battleground state was dropping like a rock. I mean, it was ugly to watch. Everybody else rising up at different times. I mean, the graphic equalizer, if you will, of these different candidates. Kamala Harris criticizes Biden, calls him a racist. She jumps up there for a bit. Then it became Pete Buttigieg. He became the one that everybody was talking about, the gay bleed. LGBT was going to be represented in the White House. He and the first husband were going to be there, right? It was going to be that kind of thing. And then it was going to be Elizabeth Warren for a bit. And then, of course, all the big billionaires were going to save them, so they had all the billionaires jumping in. I mean, the Democrats, there's hardly a scenario that they didn't throw in there. They had blacks, they had Latinos, they had Asians, they had women, they had capitalists, they had entrepreneurs, they had LGBT, they had it all. And they wanted somebody to emerge, and even while all that was going on, 20-something candidates, they kept begging people to come in. Bloomberg, will you come in? He comes in. He spends $1.2 billion to get nothing. And what did they do? They circled back around. They did exactly what they did, I mean, in a different way, in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. They effectively told everybody else, it doesn't matter what you do, we're going to pick the establishment candidate, and that will be it, and that person will then lose to Trump. And I'm just telling you, if you think that this deck was stacked against Donald Trump now with all the media and crap, you have no idea what went on in 2016. You're about to, but you don't. And that comes out, you will understand that there is a God. And that God said, I don't care what the Obama and his minions do, we're going to get Trump elected. So the Democrats circle back to Captain Demento. And earlier in the broadcast, I talked about his resume. Joe Biden, the guy who will never, ever in his life be better than a piece of paper. But let me tell you what's on that piece of paper. Joe Biden is a liar. He lies about everything. He lies about, if you ask him what he ate while he's eating it, he'll lie to you. Joe Biden is a liar. That's all he knows how to do. He's a political animal who is completely inept. He has nothing to show for a 40-plus year career in politics. He's got nothing tangible to show you. Joe, I mean, I tell people, you know, and I said this earlier in a broadcast, I can tell you that my family, we've gotten over 1,000 kids, their forever families, adopted. If I do nothing else in this world, I know there are 1,000 kids that have parents that love them, that understand the hardships that come with adopting kids that are an average age of 12 years old. And they're willing to do that. And I'm going to bet you the majority of those kids are doing really well in their lives, certainly a lot better than they would have been. And if I do nothing else, if my family, we do nothing else, we can be proud of that. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, they've done nothing. They can't point to any single thing. They don't give money to people. I heard Barack Obama's worth $145 million, the Obamas. They still give nothing away. They do enough to make it appear as though they're being magnanimous or philanthropic, but they don't really give anything away. So you got Biden. He's a liar. He's an F. He hangs out with racists. He suffers from dementia. And worse, he's a serial rapist and that is willing to tell you what he does in the public eye. And so when we start discussing people like Tara Reid, the Democrats pretend, well, what are you talking about? Joe could possibly do something like that. He's a nice guy. I mean, he's everybody's grandpa. He's old Uncle Joe. Yeah, he's Uncle Joe the molester. That's what he is. He's Uncle Joe the molester. And Kellyanne Conway made 2 points of the Democratic Party. It says the Me Too movement is on. You're being watched right now. And secondarily, this coming up proves that there are Democrats that still go, we got to get rid of Biden. I'm from that camp too. So Joe Biden will be forced to confront the Tara Reid issue. There's no question about that. But the question is, who's doing it? And I say, don't count the Clintons out when it comes to skullduggery and what might be happening to Joey Fingers. Because the former VP is under fire. And here's what he said. Allegations by Tara Reid surfaced a few weeks back, and now evidence exists that might corroborate her story of a sexual assault that occurred at the hands of Joe Fingers. Reid alleges that she took then-Senator Biden some information, and of course he forced her against the wall and began kissing her and simultaneously slips her hands down her panties and grabs her by the woo-ha, right? She said she was startled when she didn't reciprocate because she was in shock. She says, Biden says to her, I was told you liked me. And so as he's walking away, he said, you know, come on, man. I mean, everything she said in describing this event is Joe Biden to a T. And I'm not going to go back into the Blasey Ford stuff, but this lady is so believable that, believe me, Democrats are going, that happened. That's like Jussie Smollett. Right? They're like, come on, Joe. You know them two Nigerians did that, Joe. Come on, Joe. They held it for you, boy. They believe, you know, she's totally believable. Her story rings true. I'm thinking about Me Too. The Me Too movement, her story rings too. But anyway, the Me Too movement dismisses her allegations. Pelosi and team, we played a clip about a week ago. She's like, I believe Biden. I believe him. Yeah, it's definitely believable. And then, of course, Biden's team denied it. But then we get this new, this clip of her mom calling the Larry King show. I'll let you hear it. You probably heard it, but I'll let you hear it.
We're back. A couple more phone calls on this very important topic. Our guests are former United States Senator Howard Baker, Richard Allen, former National Security Advisor, and Lois Romano of the Washington Post. San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Right. Now, but these are the people who do come to the Lois Romanos, right? The staff worker who says, I want to let you know about what's going on.
What's going on, and
also the guy down the hall.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people have a sense of obligation. They feel that this public official should be accountable if it's something
wrong. So whistleblowers to the press.
Now, I'll just stop here for a second and ask you, if anything like that had come up during the Blasey Ford hearing, or, you know, the Kavanaugh hearings, where Blasey Ford said or did anything close to that, at least you'd have some, you could say, yes, she did tell a brother. In this particular case, that's Tara Reade's mother, supposedly. And that's from CNN, by the way. That's Tara Reade's mother saying, you know, look, my daughter was a staffer for a senator, but she didn't want to get involved. They've now corroborated that her brother was told and another family member. I don't remember who. Three family members she told all during that period have said, yep. She told us. Mother calls Larry King in the time frame. Huh. I'll let you stew on that for a little bit. So, Hillary Clinton's back in the conversation. Now, maybe not as much as I'm not going to say Hillary orchestrated this, but she's weaseled her way back in. She's always been a part of it. Peter Dow, political activist who was a one-time fierce Hillary backer, tweeted that Joe Biden needed to step down. Now that they've got these new allegations, we now understand a lot more about, you know, it's not like we're guessing anymore. Yes, Tara Reade worked for Biden. And yes, apparently she did report this. And she didn't just report it to her mother. She supposedly went through channels and they knocked her down every time. So they want her out. Now, Dow shifted his affiliation from Clinton to Bernie Sanders. And you're getting, the reason I'm bringing this up is because everybody wants you to believe Biden's got this thing as a lock. He's going to get the Sanders vote. He's going to get the women's vote and all this. I'm telling you, Joe Biden will be lucky to get the nomination. Somebody's after him, and it isn't Republicans. Democrats are the ones after him. They didn't want him in the first place. He circled around, and somebody's going, you know what? We're still going to disrupt this. They still call Joe the presumptive candidate for the Democrats. And I know that's a technicality. That's what they're supposed to call him until he actually gets the nomination. But let me tell you, Donald Trump is not our presumptive candidate. He's it. And it's supposed to be that way for Joe Biden. But somebody doesn't want that to happen, and you should be asking yourself
why. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Worse than heartless, 22 million people have been laid off since the beginning of this shutdown. And guess what? It's the government that defines who an essential worker is, and those government people are still getting their paychecks. This is a rigged system. To use a phrase that the Democrats like to use, this is a rigged system where the government says everybody's going to lose their job except us. We consider ourselves essential. Americans should be rising up in protest. This shutdown in many places has gone on long enough, and the people setting the rules are still getting their paychecks.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was the New York Post writer Betsy McCaughey, New Yorker, and she's upset. She's like, you know what? These guys are getting paid all this, but the economy's going to open back up. And as Secretary of the Treasury Mnuchin said, it's going to soar, and so is the president, and so have I. Nothing has changed fundamentally about America. Tyson Foods says, well, the supply chain is going to be impacted. We're going to there's going to be a shortage of beef. All those shortages mean is that things are going to cost a little more for a bit. Gas isn't, that's for sure. But we're coming into the summer months. In hot places, obviously, things will go up. And in the cold places in the country, they're going to shut off their AC and hopefully save a few bucks there. But things are going to come back to normal, and the Democrats can't stand that. They hate it. But she says it was the Democrats are worse than heartless. They love, and at the time she made that thing, it was 22 million people. I think it's 30-something million people that are laid off, all coming back. I told you the timing for Democrats couldn't be worse. But it's worse than that is while we're talking about the economic aspects of the Chinese Wuhan virus, this other thing is ticking, and we've been bouncing back and forth between the Wuhan virus and A.G. Barr and Durham, the Wuhan virus, A.G. Barr and Durham's report, etc. Bouncing back and forth because we can't quite focus on the Durham outcome until it gets a little closer, but we're inching towards it. You should be able to see it now. It's becoming clearer. Anyway, the lady, McCauley, she mentioned a rigged system. A rigged system. And I want you to think about everything that's gone on in the time of the Chinese Wuhan, where you've lost your rights in a rigged system. Rigged system meaning the data doesn't justify any of this, yet it's occurred. It's occurred at a time when you would think we would all be banding together to say, we're going to battle this evil, you know, virus that's come in to attack our citizens. But no, the Democrats have made sure it's us versus them. And that's defined arbitrarily. For example, they sided with the Chinese. Don't call it the Chinese Wuhan virus. Us versus them. They sided with black folks that are supposedly being killed by the virus more than anybody else. It's us against them? If that's indeed the case, which it isn't, because I asked a very simple question, why isn't there an epicenter in Africa somewhere? If it's killing black folks, it's got a whole continent to go after us, not scattered around. It doesn't need to just go to New York, okay? So it's a lie. But they pit us against them. Like, if you don't side on the side of this virus and its attack on black people, then who are you, racist? Us against them. It's us against the medical community. The president says, I think there's a cure. It's no cure. It can't be a cure. The Democrats have not looked for anything positive, anything that's curative at all in this entire process. It's all about the fight against you and against Donald Trump. And I want you to translate that. Let's just go back a little bit and ask ourselves, what else have they orchestrated? They orchestrated this entire illusion of collusion in Russia. They orchestrated this entire illusion of President Trump strong-arming Ukraine, withholding funds unless he investigated Biden. Nonsense. It's an all illusion. The illusion of this virus that was going to kill everybody. And the number of people who were getting it versus the number of people who were being cured from it versus the number of people who were actually dying from it. And it continues. But the illusion that I'm going to allude to right now has to do with Mike Flynn. CBS News investigative reporter Catherine Herridge called attention to a new filing in the Flynn case, tweeting, FISA drawing attention of Flynn on the Flynn case. Important days ahead. A.G. Barr directed Missouri U.S. Attorney to review FBI personnel, communication, and notes, in part, to determine whether key evidence was withheld. Docs under seal, but may change. So in other words, they orchestrated and lied in the Mike Flynn case. I'm going to cut to the chase. See, we don't do that very much these days. We're not allowed to use our common sense to cut to the chase. And by cutting to the chase, I'm going to tell you right now, the FBI set up Flynn, and all the communications there will prove it. And if they were to get out of it, if they weren't playing cover-up, CYA, we'd know it. We know Comey's FBI went after Flynn with lies, and now Mike Flynn. And by the way, I told everybody this. I said the reason why they didn't want Mike Flynn to, I said this, it's been over a year ago. I said they didn't want Mike Flynn in court. Why Mueller was treating him with kid gloves is because of discovery. I said, if Flynn's got the types of attorneys that I think he has, they will discover how they railroaded him. Now, I'm pretty decent. I'm acquaintance. So I'm not going to say I'm a friend, but I'm an acquaintance of Mike Flynn Jr. And we've had discussions on this, and I told him, man, your dad is as innocent as the day is long. If they can convict your dad, they can convict. They can make a story up for anybody. But I told him, your day is going to come. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm not an insider. But your day is going to come. He is very appreciative. We also did fundraisers to help because his dad, they lost everything. Their family was disgraced over a lie. And I go back to what that lady said. It's a rigged system. When they rig it against you, that's it. When you're targeted, you get a burn notice. You're burnt. You're done. You're going to prison. Or you play ball or you go to prison. And I'm so happy I keep talking about this guy Papadopoulos. I want George Papadopoulos to explain his story because George is going to get vindicated as well. He's going, how you could put together a case against me from having a conversation in a bar is patently ridiculous. And he's right. This is what these people are, though. She described the Democrats as worse than heartless. I want you to understand, Pelosi and team kept businesses from opening, kept them from getting their money, delayed everything they could, knowing that people were suffering. 33 million people on unemployment. Domestic violence goes up. Violence in general going up. We're dedicating resources to watching people on social distancing versus cleaning the streets up. People committing more suicides, more depression. I could go on. And what these people care about is protecting their power and their ideology, and they don't care who they kill, destroy to get it, period. Including the President of the United States. They will get him. They just didn't realize who they picked the fight with. So, Attorney Sidney Powell, has been fighting to get her hands on the Brady material since she took over the case, and the documents are under seal. But she says it reveals Flynn did not commit any crimes. She says the documents produced found further misconduct by Mueller's thug prosecutor, Brandon Van Grack, specifically. What else is the FBI buried? Said Powell to Sarah Carter. Where's the original 302? And obviously, some of the good agents are finally stepping up. Now, that's the part that I wanted to focus on. I've been talking about these whistleblowers who are finally saying, you know what? I'm sick of having the FBI's reputation ruined by these people. There are people in that in the FBI who went there because they said, I am somebody who can put my political ideology aside and do the right thing. There are thousands of those people in the FBI. And they're sick of it. They're sick of watching their reputations ruined. The same is true of the CIA and the NSA. And if you were going to clean the swamp, if you were going to come clean, this is your time to do it. So as you sit and you wonder, Kevin, when is this going to happen? Is it going to happen? I want you to just remember that if you are a government bureaucrat rat and you've been a swamp rat and you've been watching these guys and you've been following suit because you had to toe the line, this is your time to finally fess up, come clean, and get rid of it and get it back, get this nation back to the way it was. And I suspect that's what's happening. Thanks again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.